The title of today's health and temperance presentation is, I Need a Nap. The subject of temperance in all its bearings has an important place in the work of salvation. God's Word declares, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. In a simple dartboard target, there are a series of concentric rings around a central circle. The central circle is the bullseye. Hitting the bullseye results in the greatest number of points, the greatest benefit for your effort. Hitting succeeding rings outside the central circle results in lesser number of points, less benefit for your efforts. The greatest benefit for your efforts results from accumulating the greatest number of points, the greatest reward for your efforts throughout the period of play. In a similar manner, hitting the bullseye in our lifestyle results in the greatest benefit. So, in our health and temperance time together, we will look at what our God has told us has the greatest benefit for both our short lives here on earth and our future eternal lives with Jesus in heaven. The central bullseye is that which God first told Adam and Eve immediately following their creation. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you. It shall be for food." Genesis 1, verse 29. In health and in sickness, pure water is one of heaven's choicest blessings. Its proper use promotes health. It is the beverage which God provided to quench the thirst of animals and man. Drunk freely, it helps to supply the necessities of the system and assist nature to resist disease. In a similar manner, hitting the bullseye in our lifestyle results in the greatest benefit. So, in our health and temperance time together, we will look at what our God has told us has the greatest benefit for both our short lives here on earth and our future eternal lives with Jesus in heaven. Our topic today is sleep and rest. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. From where does this common sense saying come? The Bible? Proverbs? What reminder are we given about borrowing money? It's in the Bible. Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. Be cautious about countersigning loan notes. It's in the Bible. Proverbs 22, verses 26 through 27. Unless you have extra cash on hand, don't countersign a note. Why risk everything you own? They'll even take your bed. What does the scripture say about repayment of loans? It's in the Bible. Romans 13, verses 7 and 8. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. But this saying is not in the Bible. It is found in Shakespeare's Hamlet from 1602. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Who said this? Abraham Lincoln used this quote when he was running for the United States Senate seat from the state of Illinois. He, at that time, was referring to the divide in our country over the legality of enforced slavery. But Abraham Lincoln was quoting from the Bible, which records Jesus saying in Mark 3, verse 25, "And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Benjamin Franklin had other sayings that apply to our manner of sleep and rest, but we should seek to listen first to the Word of God. Sleep is spoken of in three ways in the Bible: to speak of natural sleep, to refer to moral or spiritual inactivity, and to refer to death. But here today, I am only speaking of natural sleep. A gift from God, providing necessary rest, usually at night, for the restoration of mind and body. It is sometimes denied, sometimes used by God for His purposes, and sometimes abused by people. Several statements in the book of Psalms rebuke the lack of discipline of life shown in the undue love of sleep. "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He gives His beloved sleep." Psalms 127, verse 2. Also in the book of Proverbs, "Poverty sneaks up on the person who sleeps too much." Proverbs 6, verse 9 through 11. And in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, "He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time." We most often apply this verse in Daniel to the change of the Sabbath day, but it can also be applied to several other aspects of timekeeping that we need to understand. Sabbath versus Sunday, the length of a month, the new year, and the start of a new day. When are we to sleep? "For those who sleep, sleep at night." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7, the first part. The vast majority sleep at nighttime. What is nighttime? The period of darkness between evening, when the sun goes down, and morning, when the sun rises. For most people, this is a quiet time for daily activities to cease and for sleep to be enjoyed without interruption or disturbance. The darkness of the night is also a period when the wicked prowl, thinking that no one sees them. Because of this, our location for our sleep needs to be secure. In our quietness and insecurity is an optimal opportunity for contemplation of the goodness of God and for prayer to praise Him. To receive the most benefit from our sleep periods, they should be regular, beginning at the same time each night and ending at the same time each morning. Forming this habit can make our ability to fall asleep easier and give us the ability to awake refreshed at the planned time each morning. It should also be noted that during our periods of sleep, our bodies build stronger muscles and bones and replenish those parts of our bodies that are worn. This habit of regular hours of sleep is especially important for those in school. Many a student, after staying up late into the next morning to cram for a test, has found his body and mind incapable of performing as desired. The time we spend in peaceful sleep is the period when nature restores both vigor, the natural ability for growth, and strength. Proper periods of sleep and rest and an abundance of physical exercise are essential to health of body and mind. This presentation will be continued in part 2.